shall we bow our head for a word of prayer? Dear Almighty God, we thank you. We worship you, we adore you for this privilege again and this honor that you have given to us to come into your divine presence, O God. This is our confession, O God. All that you have in store for us tonight, Lord, with faith in our hearts, we receive them, O God. We are under expectation, Father, while you move, O God, from person to person, you go from bench to bench, we pray that you will not pass us by, Lord. We also want to thank you for your goodness, O God. Since Sunday when we left here, O God, you have been with each and every one of us in our endeavors. Thank you for your prosperity upon our lives. Thank you, O God, for provisions. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for leadership. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for answer prayer, O God. Thank you for deliverances, O God. Healing of our bodies, healing of our soul, advancing us, O God. We are so grateful. We are here again, Lord Jesus. We know without you we can do nothing, O God. And we just ask that you will help each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, may you just visit us tonight, Lord, in your own special way. Forgive all our shortcomings, Father. Forgive all our failure, Lord. May nothing stand between us and you, Lord. We pray, Father, that your blood will atone for each and every one in the name of Jesus Christ. If there be souls perhaps on their way here, may you hasten their coming, O God. Those who have been connected tonight, Father, the same blessings that you give to us here, Lord, may you also give to them, Lord. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered for midweek prayer meeting like this, may you bless their gathering, Lord. Meet with their needs, O God. At the end of the services, O God, everywhere, including this place, Lord, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. The Lord bless you. And good evening. Welcome to this midweek service once again. Without wasting our time, let's turn to Joel. Joel chapter 1, where we read the other time. I'll read 5 verses from verse 1, and we'll read verse 2. Said the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petua, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and let their children another generation. And if you permit me to just say on and on like that, let them keep telling one another till Jesus come. Amen. That's God's program. That which the Palma worm had left at the locust eating, and that which the locust had left at the canker worm eating, and that which the canker worm had left at the caterpillar eating. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep. And all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. He said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You believe that? You shall never be ashamed. The Lord bless you. Let's have our seat in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord once again for this privilege and the opportunity to come to his house. The children of God can never be ashamed. There's not God's program for them to be put to shame. There's not God's program for them to be reproached. Amen. Though we know that the enemy will try all that they can try, but as we are promised, whenever he comes in like a flood, and seem to be like it will sweep everything away. You know, when the flood comes with the pressure and the current is coming with, if you are not careful, it can even sweep you as a human being. But the Lord promised restoration. Amen. Say, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, he said, the Spirit of God will raise what? A standard against him. Amen. Satan, don't be distracted. Satan has every cunning way and every tactics that he used to get people. Amen. But as the prophet said, and as God promised us, he promised to raise a standard against him. If only we can just humble ourselves and we can surrender to God. Because the battle that we are fighting, remember, is not our own battle. It's the battle of the Lord. Amen. So tonight again, we are continuing with the message, restoration. And as we said the last time we took this message, just for a recap, that what does it mean to restore? And I read the quote of the prophet when he said he checked the Webster dictionary, because the prophet liked using that. And Brother said to restore means to return back to the former owner. Amen. And I think I can remember I used so many things, you know, to illustrate it. I was using a child that a child might not know that certain property is heir to it or is the owner of it. Someone older than him, someone wiser than him, someone more smart and more knowledgeable can overrun the child and take the property from him by way of stealing. Amen. That is stealing because it is not your own. So you took it that way from the child, but you are not the rightful owner. Someone higher than you or someone of your own pair can come and fight for that child and take it back. Amen. And we're looking at it that the prophet said, we can only restore what has been stolen or something that is lost. Amen. Outside of these two, it will only take God. But what can be restored is something that is stolen or something that is lost. Amen. And I was just saying that last service using the physical, you know, things. Because in this message, the prophet told us the interpretation of Joel, that Joel meant it more spiritual than physical. And I know the last service we're talking about, you can lose certain things. Amen. You can lose years in your life. Amen. I remember I said that. You can lose property. You can lose things. You know, you can lose opportunity. You can lose relationship. You can even lose your children, fellowship with your children. You can lose fellowship with your brethren. We will see it. I mean, one of the things Abraham said, one of those insects where the prophet called, he said, well, it's just one, but, you know, Joel was just giving them in various categories as they were coming. One of those things Abraham said was fellowship that he was eating. Amen. But how we have known? We thank God for a true prophet that he gave the correct interpretation of those things. Amen. You can lose opportunity. Yes. Like we're saying the other service, you know, that many of us, just one that will always come to my mind is that story of the Korean. You remember that Korean man that was serving under Simon the Pharisee? And he had the opportunity of meeting Jesus Christ. And he lost it. The person that could have given him eternal life, he lost that opportunity. And I will say many of us, let's even put spiritual aside now, physical opportunities. When it comes to breakthrough in life, you meet somebody that would have just been your step ahead to the next phase of your life. But maybe the way you act or the way you react to that person, the person just changes his mind. You say, that is not God for me. Many times we suffer for many things because of our misbehavior. Yeah. Because I know people can be smart and say, if God wants me to have it, I will have it. No, brother. Don't be foolish. Many times we shortchange ourselves by our misbehavior or our behavior many times. And people look and say, can I really trust this brother? Can I really trust this sister? And you lose that opportunity. Maybe it was just a little test. Like I said, this, remember this preaching is a two-edged sword. As far as I'm preaching, I'm also, it's coming to me. I could test you could test me. And maybe I failed the test. That would be a lost opportunity. Somebody will never give me again. Maybe somebody entrust something very precious, but I didn't value it so much because I didn't understand what it means. The best I should have done is to ask somebody that this is so something. No, somebody gave me this thing. How do you think I can keep it? How do you think I can prepare? You know, I can protect it. But somehow I lost it. What do you think that fellow will do? Will he give me again? He will not. I tell you, will not. For example, somebody give you, what can I use now? Somebody give you his phone to give. And carelessly, maybe, I don't know, out of your misbehavior, you are not so alert, someone, another person came and ripped the phone. And the person say, oh, give me back the phone. Say, I can't find the phone. You begin to, you know, find the phone, and you can't find anything. Next time, the person might not trust you, you know. It will take God to help that person, you know, to have trust in you, to have confidence. May God help us in Jesus' name. And we'll talk about, you know, we can lose relationship of people. And I know there was talking extensively to we parents that now is the time that we have our children. I know this is prayer meeting, so I don't want to do so much of reading. Now is the time that we have our children with us. Now is the time that we have fellowship of one another. We should cherish it. Amen. Because if you are not careful, you might lose that. I think the Bible said, train up a child in the way that you want him to go. When that child gets old, it will not depart from me. My daddy sent something to us, and I just looked at that and said, was a deep message, but I was just like, oh, this man doesn't know what he has said. And I look, I said, that is love. You know, sometimes when you get to a certain age, you begin to understand things better. Do you know, just a simple handshake, it goes a long way. Do you know that? Just a simple, I love you, boy. Joseph, you are doing well. It goes a long way. But when you don't tell that child that, somebody else tell that child, you might never win that child again. I tell you. I was telling somebody, I'm so sorry, sister, because you know. I was telling somebody, I said, you know, in life, sometimes, when you look at it, your own child that you gave birth to will just bypass you and help somebody else. Do you think it's ordinary? Now, let me use myself. I like to use myself so that people don't misunderstand me. I'm a son. I have a father. And I know my father is in need. I know my father needs to wear a good suit. Or maybe he didn't tell me, but I know he should. He should put on something good. I know he should eat. But I look at somebody here in the church. I'm so sorry. Don't misunderstand me. I look at somebody here in the church also that looks like a father to me. And maybe the person, I don't know, the person has just been telling me some kind words. And the person encouraged me so much. You know that the person will get a larger part of my heart. If God does not help me, I will forget my father. No matter how he tells me, Joseph, I'm not eating today. Because why? My heart is connected with that person. It will be so hard. Like I was telling someone, I said, sometimes we think those things are ordinary. It's not. I said, that's why we need to pray. But again, we need to also check where we make mistakes. Why will your own son leave you and go to somebody else? Something is wrong somewhere. Enemy has eaten your relationship. Can we open our eyes? That's why you always say, awake, you that you are sleeping. Enemy has eaten your relationship. That's why Rabbi say, enemy eat joy, he eat peace. Sometimes people think, why do you think David was asking the Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation? It meant somebody took it, something took it. And that is how Satan, so corny, so crafty, he come in those ways. Like Pastor used to say something, God bless you, sir. He says something, and look, it's just so correct. You see, if you are not in good health, you can never serve God well. If you are not eating good food, I mean, if you do not eat well, hey, girl, mama, warrior, you cannot serve God well. Let us not deceive ourselves. So let us look at this. That's why Rabbi said, I can't teach algebra when people don't even understand ABC. These simple things is what can help us advance us in our journey. May God be gracious to us.
That's why many times we struggle when we want to pray. Oh God, I want to pray. Satan will tell you, but that's your son.
You know that you have it. You as a father, you hate your son. Is it ordinary?
It's not. I mean, let us tell one another the truth.
You as a mother,
let us not deceive ourselves. You know that the way that boy, that girl has misbehaved, you have been struggling. You need them to pray. I tell you,
you can never pray.
You say, bro, just say, what are you saying? I tell you, at least I'm talking up from experience. You need that, all you'll be doing that place, you need that is struggle. Until you pray, God, help me to forgive that boy. Help me to forgive that thing. Let me push that. When that one go, then you just come back to that place. That prayer will go straight. But when those obstacles are there, I tell you, no matter how you pray, it will just cause there. I'm talking of father and children relationship now. Let's go to brethren. Our fellowship one with another. Brother, I say, why is it that when we come to church, people just say all that? They say, you see, brother, so and so, you hear what it is, so and so time, he did this, he did that. And you expect God to come in our midst? It can never happen. We are killing fellowship. It is still those insects. I didn't know when I was going to preach that sermon that something was going to happen here. And I said, yes, maybe I will use this to typify. At least for these are own folks, I believe. For every one of us, we know this was not how this place looked like before. And we know what happened. Some instead were walking behind. That is how this is preaching and saying. Satan walked behind people's life. Officer, sorry, you might have to come and re-examine the place again. I think I saw them coming out again. That is how Satan walked in people's life. If you are not careful, if you don't have the spirit of discernment, the associate pastor just took spiritual warfare. How many of us you can still remember? Sometimes Satan just comes very funny and tell you, brother,
I'm so sorry, sir. He said, brother, back hate you.
How will brother hate me? Satan, how will he hate me? I'm talking to myself now.
He just tell me, this brother hates you. Why will he hate me?
Do you know what he's trying to do? Is trying to heat up my fellowship with this brother. So that the next time I see this brother, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Even though we come to the same church, even though we are praying to the same God, but are we in agreement? Are we in agreement? Let's answer.
We are not.
That's why things cannot go the way they should. We have to come back, every one of us, and say, God, forgive me. God, take away. Okay, this is where Satan has really been deceiving me. This is where Satan, I think I'm a good man. It's just, I'm not covering myself. Like Brother Bram said, it's just a covering religion. But behind that, Satan has eaten so many things. And we don't know. We just have a religion and cover ourselves. Brother Bram said, many a good man, Satan has eaten their life. Everybody knew God, brother, says a good brother. I should tell myself the truth. Am I really a good brother? Oh, sister, so and so is a nice sister. I should tell myself the truth. Am I really that? If I'm not that, come back to the altar. Lord, restore me back to where I was. Restore me to where I should be. May God help us. Now, paragraph 88. But I said, we have the privilege to enforce. Amen. Now enforce then from the message restoration of the bright tree. Then we have the privilege to enforce upon Satan the claims that God gave us. Are you there? For God has a law. And God in his word made certain claims to the church. Amen.
Okay. Why they are still getting that?
He said, therefore, we have a right to force this claim upon Satan and say, give it back. Amen.
Because I am the owner.
You believe that? Because why? We can take God's agent, the Holy Spirit, and go right down on our knees and say, it is thus say the Lord. It's God to give it all. That's all. Because the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it. The law of the land is to enforce.
It is by the land for the land. And you see, but the law of the Spirit of God is to force Satan to give up that which he has all rightfully.
Oh, I wish they could flash it. Okay, oh my.
That which he has unrightfully, deceitfully taken from God. Amen. Now, that's paragraph 89. If you can go back to your home, just check it for reference purposes. Now, listen close. Brabham said, by the law of the Spirit, I want to read paragraph 89 again. By the law of the Spirit of God is to force Satan to give up that which he has unrightfully and deceitfully taken from God. One of it, the souls of men. He took it from God. Another thing, the souls of women, children. He took it from God. Another thing, your health, sickness of the body. He placed sickness upon the people where God made them in his image to be like him. And the church is given the rightful legal rights by the Bible to take the Holy Spirit and enforce this upon him. You believe that? Now, I believe I just quoted it last meeting here. I'm not sure. But a brother came to... Okay, let me just read that. Yeah, maybe we'll help somebody. A brother came to Lucy from down in Georgia, and he left his car. This was Brother Evans. And he was sitting over there, and someone stole the car. And he had his clothes, his wife's clothes, and his children's clothes. It was Brother Evans' year. And they are usually here. Now listen close. They drive 1,500 miles, 1,500, if you put it that way, every day when we have service here, coming in here to have service. And the poor fellow was here without anything. At 700 and something miles from home, he didn't know what to do. And so, as a citizen of the country, the best he knew how to do, he went to meet the police. And they had a big racket in Louisville. They were stealing cars, you know, and painting them, just like they do in Nigeria. When they steal the car, oh my, they stole two of my colleagues' cars, people very close to me before, you know. Remove the plate number, did every search that we could do, we never found the car. And I look, oh, so bad. People are wicked. Car that somebody sweat. I know then they were giving security tips when you go to this place. Make sure you lock, make sure you use pedal. And I say, oh my God. You see this Nigeria? This world, nothing is safe. You buy something, even your house, you lock it in, you lock it out, just to be sure. Why do we put dogs? You put dog again to make it extra secure. Because why? As you are making, you know, to make it well, somebody is thinking how to rip from you. May that not be our portion. May somebody not take that place. What I mean, as somebody is trying to progress in life, what you are thinking is to steal from the person. May that not be me. May that not be you. And you know, Brother Evans, so we got that. Okay, I didn't read that down. So, you know, don't have to have a title. They just sell the car, just like what they do in Nigeria. So, 92, Brother Evans said, we got down on our knees and see now, Jesus wouldn't have had to do that, for he was the Word. Now we are not the Word. The Word of the Lord came to the prophet. There wasn't the Word, but the Word came to them. But Jesus was the Word. See? And he didn't have to pray. He, you see, was God himself. See? But we are his prophet, his servant, who the Word of the Lord comes to. And then the prophet is vindicated by whether it is the Word of the Lord or not, or by what it says come to pass. And so then, we had a scripture here that Jesus said, wherever are you here now? And this is, it's a very simple verse. But as simple as it is, if you can get the revelation of it, very powerful. On this case of Brother Evans, Brother Evans said, that scripture just come to him. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, if they will agree, are you here now? If I would not agree with Papa Bart, no matter how we pray, the prayer will go nowhere. We will just be deceiving one another.
I might not be the one at fault. Maybe it is the one, sorry, sir, that's got something against me. And we just pray. If it doesn't have that, how do I put it now? It doesn't have that grace enough to say, oh, but Joseph, this and this way, is how my mind has been running. Let us clear that one first on this before we come back to this prayer. Nothing will happen. But the Bible said, when I remember that we are two or three are gathered, this can also happen in family. May I say that? Both husband and wife, father and children, mother, father with children. If you are praying, your children are not in agreement with you and you are praying for a family goal, it can never be established until you clean the slate. Now, I remember where two or more are gathered in my name, if they will agree, I will be in their midst. And if they will agree on touching any certain thing and ask it, and don't doubt, they shall have what they have asked. Amen. And it will be given them. I believe we are here for prayer meeting. So this is just to strengthen us to pray. If you are here as a family, you have your family prayer request. If you are here as an individual, you have your personal individual request. We are here as a church, we have a request that is always flash on the block, on the board. But if we are not in agreement, all that we are just going to do for the next 1 hour will just be a spiritual exercise. Or maybe just physical exercise. But until we clear every doubt, every unbelief, everything that is not right, we clear, then we can have the free of way. That's why the prophet will always say, if you remember, especially when it comes to communion, he said, you go something against somebody, and he himself, he used to say, if I want to pray for somebody, and I know that there is a birth, I got to put that prayer aside and go and settle that thing. Before I come and pray. Why do you think he does that? And why do you think he writes those things? I believe the Holy Spirit was the one that was walking through the prophet. You just look at what he said now. The word of God comes to the prophet. Amen. I believe it was God telling him, just like it was instructed to him to store up this food. Look at the year, 1960 something. But this is 2025. We are still fellowshipping on the word. Look at what Joel was saying. You teach your children. Let your children teach their children. Let their children teach another generation. On and on like that. Keep that word of God going. That's the pattern. But if one person cut off that, oh my, it might be so hard for us to come back. May God help us. Now, here is the law. Now, the one that is here to enforce it, that law is the Holy Spirit. How about you people that don't believe in the Holy Spirit? We reject him. You are rejecting your own peace and mercy. This is the word of the prophet. Now we got on our knees about five men with Brother Fred Sussman and many of the others who were there, four or five men. And we knelt down and we pleaded this case before God, the prophet. Right? The prophet. God should have showed him a vision. But look at how he said. He said the word of God comes to the prophet. As a human being, he had to also follow. As a natural man, not in his office now, he had to also come that way. The word of God said that if two of you shall agree as touching anything, remember where two or three are gathered, I will be there. If you agree also as touching anything, you will have it. Amen. So upon that, Brother Brown said, now we want to enforce a claim. That is the way you approach God, as the associate pastor used to tell us to be of help. A good way to get God. God, you said like this, and I have also done this and this. If I am not right, help me to be right. Maybe there's something I don't know that I should know, that is there an entrance, reveal it to me. But upon this that you say, I am coming, no. If it means you, husband and wife, just bear with me. Sometimes maybe it will help your faith. Hold your hand in agreement. There's nothing that stops you. Why do you think sometimes when the prophet is praying, he says, let's hold hands together? Do you think he does that for fun? No, he's trying to form a chain. Amen. The prayer with one person might not be so much where we all connect together. And just imagine in this audience tonight, maybe we are 50. And what it means when we are joining hands together, it means that we have all agreed upon this case. God is bound to answer, except there is some unbelief somewhere. May God help us.
Now we knelt down before we prayed. We knelt down and we pleaded the case. I took the word or the promise and sent it forth. How many of us remember that message, authority on the word? I sent it forth as an authority. And the great Holy Spirit, as he took that word to serve the summon, a vision broke. Amen. And I saw a man going towards Brown Green Kentucky. Now he has entered the office. He had done something. He entered the office with a yellow shirt on. This is no ordinary man. That time you know it is not William Brown. It is God on the walk. Amen. A car has been stolen. Just imagine now somebody park a car here. Let me use my car so that you don't be afraid. My car is parked there. Somebody stole my car. And the vision just break now. Maybe the news came from the officers that but Joseph's car is off. Please let us pray. And we all hold hands and pray. And God is gracious to us. If there be a prophet among us or somebody that has got any gift here, go pray. Maybe it could be speaking in tongues. I believe in speaking in tongues. It could be prophecy, anything. God just pray and say, the car just go towards Makola. Somebody with this kind of shirt is the one with the car. You don't believe that? God still use those medium. Now, Brabant said, a yellow shirt on, I see a man driving this truck, the Holy Spirit come upon him and condemn him. God bless you, my brother. There is more confidence when people say this thing. I've noticed that. The Holy Spirit condemned him. This was somebody that was a thief. He will never stop that car because his intention is to sell the car. I remember the brother's lot was in the car. His wife's lot was in the car. They were coming for meeting. Brother said they travel about 1,500 miles. Maybe for some people that do like that, when they come weekend, they stay for Friday service and, you know, Sunday so that they can go back after the Sunday. Now, the Holy Spirit come upon him and condemn him. Don't worry. And he turned around about halfway. I saw him. You believe that? I saw him come back and park that car on a certain street. Over across the river here, I raised up and told the brethren, thus say the Lord. Then they will be strengthened. And when they started out, they went on the road and there was the car sitting there, half empty with gasoline. Where the tank, half empty, where it had been filled up, you know, the brother came with a full tank, but when these people stole it, they used half tank, but they packed it. Just enough. You see how God works? Just enough to do what? To take him halfway to Brown Green and bring him back. Now, those men are sitting here this morning as a witness. May God help us. What is it? Brother Brown said, it is enforcing. Give it back. See, that is it. That is what we are talking about. Restore it. Give it back to its rightful owner. May God bless his word in our hearts. Shall we bow our head? What has the enemy stolen from you? This is another opportunity to go to God in prayer and take back what the devil stole from you. Just like that song we sang that day, said, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back, God bless you, sir. I took back what is stolen from me. I took back what is stolen from me. I took back what is stolen from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what is stolen from me. The songwriter said, where is he? He's under my feet. We sing that, we teach our children to sing it. Satan is under my feet. But it's not for form, it's reality. It's under my feet. It's under your feet, sister. It's under your feet, brother. Satan is under my feet. Satan is under your feet. Remember, Brother Bram said, you can enforce that claim. Because that thing that is stolen from you is not the rightful owner. Is it eternal life? Remember, Brother Bram said, eternal life is for you. But Satan, as a I'm trying to remember the scripture now. He got no other job but to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Bible says God wanted, you know, wanted to win the soul of man.
wanted to win the soul of woman, wanted to win the soul of children, he said, but Satan stole it. God helping us, the next service, we will see how he was coming in the form of those, you know, those insects, as the prophet said. The Bible said, right from Genesis, God planted that tree, but Satan gradually, he began to use those insects to eat it. Eat it. Started from the leaf to the stem until he got the root and they killed the tree. That is how Satan is eating some person's life. Why do you think that you struggle so much to pray? Why do I struggle so much to pray? He used so many things. Like for this service, many times we have to struggle. It's a battle. Satan will say, oh, are you the only righteous one? You can still stay back in your business. You can still stay back in your work. Just give yourself that. And you know the time when the church is just always a battle, brother. And you know that, no, this is the devil. I shouldn't do like this. I shouldn't do like that. Laziness to church. You believe that I shouldn't be late to church. God help me. But in the process, you know, you'll be misunderstood. But you just know how you are fearing with God. You look at your personal life, oh God, this area I'm struggling. They have said this about me. Somebody has said this about me. But I know this is not what I am. This is not who I am. I want you to help me. I want you to change my life for the better. I know, yes, I am not what I should be. But I know I'm not what I used to be. Maybe people have known me as a fornicator. Maybe people have known me as a drunkard. But I know I have ceased doing those things. Lord, restore me back. Restore back my glory. I don't want to live in past glory. People know me to be a very bad girl. Lord, I don't want that image. I don't want that picture in my life. Lord, I want you to take it away from me. I want you to restore me to the post where I'm supposed to be. As a true son, as a true daughter. Are you a businessman? Lord, I know how I started this business. And I know how this business is going. This is not how it should go. Maybe somewhere I have slipped. Maybe somewhere I made mistake. Lord, open my heart. Lord, just teach me how to go about this thing. I can't even seem to understand. I've got cooperation. I don't understand. You go establishment. I don't understand what is going on here. Lord, I need direction. Lord, I need a message from you. I tell you, go speak, brother, sister, if we can be sincere. An example is this one of this brother. Just very simple. But you see how God programs it. God likes to walk in simplicity. Very simple. Satan came when the brother came to service and they stole his car. And God that was in the heart of the brother, knowing he didn't go to a beer parlor. He didn't go to cinema house. He was in the service of God. And he prayed. Now somebody can say, oh, but Joseph, you know many things that happened to me. I pray and God do not give me back. That's why we are here in church. And that's why God wants to help you. That's why we say, maybe how did you pray? When you were praying, did you check yourself? Were there certain things that were interested? The visit many times, Visit many times we pray and sometimes people say, oh, I do not receive answer. It's because many times we are just treating God as somebody that, oh, I want this thing from you, give it to me now. But that is not how God operates. That's not how God operates, brother, sister. That's not how he operates. You have got to understand how he operates before you can be in a position to ask him of something. You must look at your life. You say, what of the drunken man that God is answering his prayer? I don't know about that. That's the answer I will give to you. All I know is me and you that Jesus shed his blood for. That is not my example. That person is not my example. You say, oh, if it's not a Christian, then why would God just give him that? Remember what the prophet said? There's mercy, there is grace. They could just be enjoying the mercy and grace of God. Nothing more. And many times, if you check it deep, you might not even know what they are into. And you just think that, oh, this person asked God because that's what he told you. But you that know how you are serving your God, that person know whatever is also doing. You know how you are serving your God. You have to come His way, Lord. I am not a this. I'm not that. This is who I am. But maybe somewhere I'm not just right, Lord. That is why I am standing before you. X-ray me, Lord. Examine me and give me my result. If I am a deceiver, just tell me that is who I am. I'm ready to change that narrative from my life. If I'm a hypocrite, Lord, just tell me this is who I am. I'm ready to change that. Many a times, the reason why we don't get that in number, we argue with God. Just as we read, some people reject God. God said, this is who you are. I said, no, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. Just as a message the teacher was taking, many times what we call unbelief might not be the way God sees it. You say, oh, this is not unbelief, but God said that is unbelief. You say, ah, is it unbelief? Because you are explaining it your own way. But remember, brother, sister, it has to be God's way. You cannot serve God your own way. I cannot serve God my own way. We cannot approach God our own way. We have got to approach Him His own way. Why is it that we see so many churches? The preacher will always say it. We see so many churches day by day, new ministries starting. You see sisters forming prayer group. You see brothers forming prayer group. And it seems as though things are not happening. Why? I think we need to pause. Many of us, individually, let us take a retreat. Because we are not sincere with one another many times in those our prayer chain. I'm just sorry to say, but that is the truth. You got unforgiveness in your heart against your fellow sister. You got unforgiveness in your heart against your fellow brother. And you say you are doing life. I can waste time in it. Family! Let me say that. I might even be a pastor. I'm sorry. But let me bring it to myself. I might be a pastor. And my children, I'm a minister. And I'm trying to drive home something to my children. I say, oh, this is something in our family. I want you to come together. Let's pray over this. And my boy, or maybe my girl, has been keeping something in her heart that I don't to her 10 years ago. And she has not find grace to come and meet me. Daddy, you offend me on this certain day. Many of you, you need to just release your father as you are praying now. Maybe for some of you, your father has even gone. I don't know why I just have to say this, but as it's coming, I just want to say it. Maybe some of you, it's your mother. Your mother has gone. When I mean gone, they have gone to rest. But you know that on certain area, when you remember, daddy did me bad here. Free the man. The man is gone. Free the man. Maybe your own, they are still alive. Find grace to free them. You see, oh, but Joseph, if you know what they did, remember they are mortals just like you. As the prophet said in one of the messages, God always reach a message. But the Bible said, the greatest of us makes mistakes. I make mistakes on a daily basis. But the Bible said himself, he does. So who are you? Who am I? Free your father. Don't hold grudge against your father. That's why when you come to that life, Fiji, when you come to that family prayer, no matter how we pray, nothing will happen. Until we come back and say, Daddy, on this case, remember as simple as when I told you to buy me a clothes 10 years ago, Daddy, do you remember what you told me? Maybe I'm helping somebody. You told me that I don't buy clothes for girls, I buy clothes for boys. And because of that statement, you hated your dad. Find grace tonight to forgive your father. It could be your mother. Oh, but you say, if you know how my daddy should have helped me this life. Brother, sister, if God does not help you, even your father cannot help you. That's why for the Bible say, you children, you got a father that is a Christian. You got a mother that is a Christian. They love you. They are bringing you to church. You think it's ordinary. Look at children out here like you. Their fathers are nowhere to be found. Oh, so many things sometimes we are careful to come and say it here. You look at marriage couples, but you see your parents, they are still, some of them here are 40 years in marriage. Some of them, 30 years in marriage. It's the grace of God upon them. and just a little mistake that they made somewhere. That's why Prabhupada said the reason why, I think in the message conference, the reason why many things don't go forward is because we don't have conference. Let us hold a conference as a family. Wife, please, watch your OCB. My brother, come and sit down here. My sister, come and sit down. Daddy, come and sit down. If we consign all those parties. And let us iron things out. That is the way the prophet's messenger taught us. Why will we be deceiving one another? And we come to church, we clap. We come to church, we pray. We never get the results. If we are receiving anything, it's just because God is a gracious God, it's just a merciful one. Beth, you are bringing something to God, and you want to take it as a strong reason. You've got to hold God by His word. Take Him by His promise. While we are praying, I just want to read one part of the Bible. Maybe it will help somebody tonight. Isaiah and chapter 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah was talking to the people. All right, God bless you, my brother. Aside those at the altar, you are just praying, just listen. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." This is God speaking. He said, "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." 11. "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing." This is God speaking. "And as a thing of naught, so fear not. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Thou shalt find..." Is that 15? "Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou and shalt make the hills as chaff." Right? "Thou shalt find them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue filleth for tars, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the man, the horn tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together." 20. That they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord has done this. That shall be somebody's testimony in Jesus' name. Just go to God in prayer. When people see you, they will know. Ele fun for Joseph. Oluwa lo se. Let it be that on my matter. This one, na God do one. Your people, this one, na God run out for me. Let it be like that. Don't be dismayed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. God will help you. Remember the message, Ebenezer? It's the God of help. God will help you. He said, "Fear not, Jacob." I like the way Abraham used to say, he said, "Put your name there." So, therefore, Joseph, fear not. Reproach is not for the child of God. Shame, dishonor is not for the child of God. Whatever it is that you can be going through, sometimes when we pray some prayers, some people think as though maybe we are reading whatever you are causing. No, we are just taking the word of God and we are praying over it. Whoever it is that contend with you, God say, "You just owe your peace. I will contend with that person." Don't fight the person. But Joseph, you know, "Oh, no, brother, don't fight. It is not in the DNA of the Son of God to fight. It's not in the DNA of a daughter of God to fight. Oh, but I want to pay him back. No, don't do that. Just leave it to God. Oh, brother, if you see how they cheated me on this case, leave it to God. You be the fool. And you watch God. Except we are not serving a living God. Take God upon this word. If you can see verse 21, it says, bring forth your strong reason to God. Produce your cause. That is what 21 said. Produce your cause, say the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, say the God of Jacob. God has come tonight. This is my reason. This is why I'm here in church. I can't just be coming to church, yeah. No, I want to see you in my life. I want to see you in my family. Spiritually, I must advance. Physically, I must advance. Financially, I must advance. Materially, I must advance. That's the way I can serve you better. That's the way I can love you better. That's the way I can love my brother better. If I've got something against my brother, Lord, help me. That's why I'm here. Rip me, Lord. Be like Isaiah. I am a man of unclean lips. If you have to cry, cry, brother. If you have to cry, cry, sister. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among deceitful people. Everywhere I go, people are not sincere. What is going on? You did not promise me this, Lord. Why am I mean. Why are people just cheating me? I try to do something. I try to do business. I think I'm going to make a fit for me. Look at how they just ripped me, Lord. Enough is enough, Lord. I'm tired. Lord, I'm tired. I need you to help me. I need you to be merciful. Maybe it is me, God, that is the problem. Lord, may I see myself the way you are seeing me. Maybe there are some questionable things in my life. Maybe there are some unconfessed sins in my life. Lord, rip me. That's the kind of person that God is looking for tonight. A broken and a contrite heart. David said, God will not despise. You're going to cry to God like that. Say, God, rip me. Lord. Many things, Lord, Satan has stole from me. He has stole my peace. He has stole my joy. He has stole my fellowship. Brother said, why do people don't come to church again? Why don't they love to come to church? He said, is your brother boring you? Is your sister boring you? You've got to settle the score. Are you there, some people planting seed of discord, sowing seed of discord? You better repent tonight. Something that you have not gotten enough evidence and you are speaking it against your brother, you are speaking it against your sister, you don't allow the wrath of God to come to you. Find grace and say, God, forgive me. I don't want to be a tattler. I don't want to be a backbiter. I don't want to be a gossiper. That's not what you sent me to this world to do. I know I'm better off than that. There are better things I should do with my life. Why will I spend my life being a tattler? Why will I spend my years being a gossiper? Oh Lord, deliver me. Help me. I'm a man of unclean lips. Yes. I dwell among people of unclean lips. Deceitful people everywhere. Can we really find Christian? I believe there are Christians. As you said, there are still people, Lord, that are upholding this righteousness. I know there are still those. Lord, just connect me to those people. Lead me to those people, Lord. Two people cannot walk together, remember, except they be agreed. Your family, you are trying to bring forth your strong reason. Is your wife in agreement with that? Is your husband in agreement upon that reason? If two of you are still fighting over that matter, as Pastor used to tell us, which I said, I'm not exempted from it. I'm not immune. I've also got my family. I've got my children. If I'm not in agreement with my wife, no matter how we pray, we will never receive answer. I tell my wife, I want a blue car. She said, no, I want a black car. We will keep fighting. We will never get the car. That is why many of us, we don't get what we want. You see why? Because we spend so much time. This one is not agreeing. That one is not agreeing. Same thing with the church. Same thing with the country. That's why we're in the mess that we are today. Same thing with the corporation. You've got shareholders everywhere. This one wants this, this one wants that. How will that corporation move forward? It can never move forward. Except each party humble themselves.
Oh Lord, help us tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. While we are still in the mood of praying, and just consider that book of Isaiah 41 that we read, verse 21, before we ask the pastor to pray for us. Aside those at the altar, which we believe something has brought them here, of course there is a reason why you are here. There is a cause why you are here. If people in the time of Jesus Christ, Brother Bram said, if it was Jesus that was standing here, he said that thing that you are coming with, you would have taken it to Jesus. But remember, he has given us his own way this time, that he will walk with men. And you believe, that's why the prophet will always admonish, that don't allow any root of bitterness to come in your heart over your pastor. Over your minister. I'm not saying this because I'm a minister. I'm just saying it for our help. Because when the man pray for you and you've got root of bitterness, that prayer will go nowhere. But if you can clear that, you bring that your strong reason, maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's physical. And I believe, just as we have dwelt together, this is a well-trained church. God is not mindful of your request. No matter how juvenile you might think your request is, God is interested. You might say, oh, my own is not as big as this sister. Oh, God is not looking at that. You just be mindful of yourself now. That's your strong reason. Believe that you have brought it to God. And God is the one that has said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he said he will be in our midst. And I believe he's here tonight. And the prophet said again, if we can agree as touching anything in his word, you can enforce a claim. And we just gave a testimony of the stolen car that was restored. So whatever it is that you have brought this night, that is a strong reason why the pastor will pray for us. Only believe God promised restoration and you are going to have it. God bless you.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are happy to be back to your house again for this meeting. We thank you for Sunday since we left here. You'll be with us, you'll be guiding us, you'll be fighting our battles. You'll be meeting at least. We are very grateful for your fatherly care at all times. Thank you for your word that we have just heard that's come to us. May say restoration. We thank you for the testimony of the stolen car that your prophet measured, oh Father, a master and a God, whatsoever that is, that may hear our prayers Graciously, may you take it out of our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. As individuals, as husband and wife, as families, as brethren, Lord, we just pray, O God, and give us the mind of Christ. Lord Jesus, that nothing will stand between us and you. Thank you, our Master. Some of your children on the altar. Lord, whatever they have in mind that I brought them here, you are the Almighty. With you, there is no impossibility. Lord, we pray, O God, that whatever it is, may you give unto them, Lord. May their coming turn to testimonies for your glory, for your honor. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Master, we ask you, Lord, that whatever it is, whether spiritual, whether material, whether financial, whether whatever, O God, you are the Almighty, there is nothing you cannot do. We pray, O God, come on the scene, O Father, manifest your grace unto us, O God. As you restore the stolen car, O Master, whatever the enemy has stolen from us, whether joy or peace, whatever it is, if they have stolen our children, if they have stolen our unity, if they have stolen whatever, O God, Lord, may you release it, O Father. May you command it, let it be restored back unto us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive those things in their fullness. May we continue more than ever before to continue to enjoy your goodness and your mercy and all that you have in store for us, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Bless your servant that you are graciously used, because the honor of his ministry and that of others, while we still leave the rest of the service in your hands, when it comes to us praying, may you inspire us to pray and become a saint to our Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's bow our heads as we bring this service to a close. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much tonight for this opportunity to be in your house for this midweek service. We thank you very much for the worship service. We thank you for the reading of the scriptures and the preaching of your word, a portion of this lending message, the restoration of the bride church. We are grateful unto you for the portion that we have had tonight and the blessing we receive from the same. We ask that the Holy Spirit will water it in our hearts, make it to blossom and flourish, and bring forth its expected fruits in hundredfold to the glory of your name. We thank you for the prayer session, the prayers of your children that they wrote and sent forward, and thanksgivings. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that we have offered on behalf of each one. Lord, including the requests on the slide and our individual requests, needs, and desires. Lord, because you have answers for all our needs, desires, and requests, that's why you ask us to ask that we will receive. If you haven't gotten the answer to meet with what we ask, you know that giving us that open check. We thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity to ask, the faith to believe that we have received what you have asked for. May you give to each and every one of us. Master Jesus, we thank you for healings that you have wrought in the body of your children that are sick. We are grateful unto you. Thank you especially for your daughter that was admitted and discharged. Lord, we pray that you will give her good strength and perfect health to the glory of your name. Dear Lord, we also want to ask as many as are still weak in the body that you will perfect the health of everyone. Strengthen your children, their father. It is your will that, O God, we live in good health, even as our soul prospereth. May you help every one of us. Take away weaknesses, sicknesses, afflictions out of the bodies of your sons and daughters to the glory of your name. Every request that we have laid at your feet tonight, may we be in expectation of the answers of each of them. Because since you have promised that when we ask in faith, believing, that we will receive whatever we ask for. Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Master, we pray you bless and replenish your servant that you have made use of in the course of this service. Virtue, no doubt, has left him. May you re-strengthen him, Father, and lift up the honor of his ministry. As we look up unto you, Lord, for Friday, when you will be back again for the breaking of bread, we ask that you gather us in our numbers and send your blessings from above. Those who have journeys ahead of them, may your grace rest upon them. See them through and let the purpose of the journey be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, eternal Father. As we lay the rest of the week in your hand, that you lead us and protect us and bless us and meet our needs and order our footsteps. Thank you, gracious Lord. As we dismiss very soon to go back to our homes, Lord, we pray you take us back home safely. Those going very far places and those who come in going to short places, let your protection be upon every one of us. Blessed be your wonderful name, for hearing and for granting our petitions, since we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Adebukola Alegbeleye, ni Oluwarotimi, to me call this evening to send greetings to the brethren, especially for those that assisted the mother when she was admitted. She mentioned plenty names, but at least whichever part anyone has played, may the Lord replenish and bless you and reward each one accordingly. Since she was discharged, she was admitted last week, discharged on Saturday, readmitted Monday, and discharged today. We trust the Lord will give us sound health. God bless you. We are from the prayers we have heard that this Friday is the last Friday of the month, so we will be in church for the breaking of bread. And I think Sister Jai sent greetings when we spoke yesterday to everyone. The Lord bless you richly. God bless you, Brother Ebenezer, for being around again. God is back. God bless you. We are happy to have you. Shall we rise? We are able to go up and take the come to possess a land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to Hallelujah.
Elijah.